3 tips to help you avoid this bad habit between Thanksgiving and New Year's. After accounting for travel, socializing in the living room with family, eating, and cold weather keeping us inside, many of us find ourselves sitting a lot during the holidays. A study found that just 1 hour of sitting increased the rate of metabolic syndrome by 26%. Metabolic syndrome is basically a group of risk factors that raises your risk for heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. If you already have at least 3 of these risk factors, you qualify as having metabolic syndrome. Here are the 5. 1, a large waistline. 2, a high triglyceride level. 3, a low HDL cholesterol level. 4, high blood pressure. And 5, high fasting blood sugar. So what can you do to avoid too much sitting? To help you out, I want to offer you a few tips that I find helpful when I travel. Tip number 1, make a commitment. Whether you're going to be sitting in a car, train, or flying in a plane, plan on getting up and moving by making a commitment before embarking on your trip. For example, you could say, on my 3-hour flight, I will find 3 times to stand. Another example could be, on my road trip to visit family, I will stop the car to stand up and stretch every 100 miles. Tip number 2, don't sit when you don't have to. For example, when you've arrived early at your gate to board your plane, don't sit. Instead, take a walk and browse around the gift shops or get out of your comfort zone and do a few exercises or stretches at your gate. Heck, it might inspire others to join you. And tip number 3, be mindful. Finally, just because there's a seat available doesn't mean you should use it. The only way to avoid the temptation of sitting when you notice an available seat is by being aware of it. When you see an empty chair, before plopping yourself down on it, ask yourself if it's absolutely necessary that you use it. If not, then don't. Again, it will come down to noticing an available chair and then being mindful of your choice. I hope my 3 tips are helpful to you as you travel and enjoy all there is to enjoy during this holiday season. And if nothing else, choose just 1 of my tips based on your own situation to help you stay on your feet as much as possible. Happy holidays. I'll see you next week. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.